So I think it's safe to say the landscape of artificial intelligence is it's on the verge of a fundamental
A
shift.
huge shift.
For a while now, the experience of using something like ChatGPT has been, very clean, uninterrupted.
And ad-free. That was the key part.
Exactly, ad-free. And it looks like that era is officially, definitively coming to an end.
We're watching the pivot in real time. This is where a really powerful utility, AI assistance, gets transformed into what's going to be a massive new advertising platform.
And this isn't just a rumor, right? This isn't just market
No,
speculating.
this is concrete. The evidence is solid.
It came from a really detailed code review. A researcher, Tibor, was the one who dug into the ChatGPT Android app. We're talking about version 1.2025.329 beta.
Right, and that's the technical fingerprint that confirms it all. When you actually pull that code apart, you can see the components they're building.
And they're not subtle.
Not at all. There are explicit references to an ads feature, search ad, and even a UI element, a search ads carousel.
Okay, but there was one piece of jargon in there that really stood out to me, and I think we need to define it. Bizarre
This
content.
is our content, yeah.
It sounds almost medieval. In this context, what does a technical reference like that actually signal?
That's the big clue, really. In this kind of environment, bazaar almost certainly refers to a marketplace, a commerce-related structure.
So, transactions.
Exactly. It suggests transactional intent. This means we're not just going to see simple banner ads tacked on the side of a conversation. It's pointing to OpenAI building out a whole infrastructure for, specialized commercial ad units.
Like product feeds or specific recommendations.
Precisely, things designed to get you to engage commercially right then and there.
So if you take a step back, OpenAI is essentially just following the blueprint, the same one Google and Meta use.
It's a classic playbook. Take a service that has captured user attention and then, gear up to make it the next advertising giant.
So the big question then is, why should an advertiser care more about this than, say, the platforms they already use?
Because it's a whole different ballgame. I mean, think about it. Google perfected capturing user intent from, what, three or four keywords? A snapshot.
Just a moment in time.
Right. What ChatGPT is developing is like a three-dimensional full motion video of user intent, and that gives them a monumental advantage.
Okay, break that down for us. Contrast that snapshot approach with what ChatGPT actually knows.
Well, when you or I talk to a chatbot, we don't use short, optimized keywords. We use natural language. We lay out detailed scenarios.
You describe your whole problem.
You expose your actual needs, your preferences, your constraints budget, timeline, geography, even your emotional state about the problem. The intent there is so much more sophisticated than any keyword matching algorithm could ever hope to get.
And this is where it gets incredibly powerful. Let's use that anecdote we found about managed IT services. If I go to Google and type IT services near me, what do I get?
You get a list. 10 companies in a 20-mile radius, maybe?
Right. But what happens if I start that same query with ChatGPT?
The interaction just evolves. A user might start by saying, my 50-person staff is growing, and we need to migrate our old on-premise servers to the cloud.
Okay, so that's already more detail.
But then they'll add, but we operate in a highly regulated financial industry, and our budget for the Q3 migration is capped at $50,000.
Wow. Okay. So in one single conversation, you've revealed your staff size, your current tech stack, a hard budget, specific security concerns, and the project timeline.
Exactly. The AI isn't just matching an ad to the phrase IT services.
Not yet.
It's targeting an organization that meets like 10 specific high-value criteria.
So that search ad carousel we saw in the code wouldn't just show random IT providers.
No. It would show niche providers who specialize in cloud migration for regulated financial firms with 5,100 employees, all within a specific budget. That's comprehension, and that comprehension leads directly to a much higher potential for conversion.
And it seems like their initial strategy is very deliberate. They're not just going to plaster ads over every single conversation right away.
No, and that's the smart move. The code suggests the initial rollout will be focused inside the platform's explicit search function. It's like a controlled laboratory.
Because users searching for something are already in that mindset.
They're already intent-driven. It's the perfect testing ground. And the carousel format is also very telling. It minimizes the disruption while still giving you multiple sponsored options. It's a format we're all used to from e-commerce sites.
All right, let's move from the quality of the intent to just the sheer magnitude of this thing,
Yeah.
the scale, because the value proposition here is already immense.
The growth is just It's staggering. A year ago, November 2023, the platform had about 100 million weekly users.
Which is already a huge number.
Huge number. Now we're talking about approximately 800 million weekly users. That is just explosive adoption. It puts it in the same league as the biggest digital platforms on the planet.
And the raw traffic data really drives that home. The monthly estimates are somewhere around 5 to 6 billion visits.
With users generating roughly 2.5 billion prompts every single day.
You just can't ignore numbers like that if you're deciding where to put your marketing budget.
And the scale is genuinely global, which is a major differentiator. The geographical spread is fascinating. India, for example, has quietly become ChatGPT's largest user base.
Surpassing the United States.
Surpassing the U.S., which means for advertisers, you can instantly tap into these huge, diverse markets without having to completely rebuild all your localized targeting. The AI handles some of that nuance for you.
Right. And there's also the depth of the engagement, which I think gets overlooked.
Oh, absolutely. A quick Google search might last 30 seconds. A scroll on social media is passive. But ChatGPT interactions, they're sustained conversations.
You could spend 10, 20, 30 minutes on there working through a single problem.
Exactly. And that duration creates multiple highly relevant touch points for advertising all throughout a single decision-making process. That's way beyond a simple click at the top of the funnel.
Okay, we have to talk about the flip side of all this conversational depth, the very serious privacy concerns that come with it.
This is the central tension. It's the tightrope OpenAI has to walk.
Because the very same data that makes the ad so effective, your financial situation, your health questions, your business strategy.
That's the source of the risk. It's an unprecedented level of intimate, personal insight being directly monetized.
And companies are already under a microscope globally to protect user data.
Absolutely. And while it's a global issue, a lot of regulatory eyes are fixed on California right now. They often set the standard for the rest of this world.
With laws like CCPA and CPPA.
Right, which mandate really strict consumer rights about how data is collected and used, especially when it's sold or shared for advertising. So businesses, particularly those in that Southern California hub, they have to be incredibly transparent.
So for OpenAI, the goal isn't just making money. It's this balancing act between ad effectiveness, which requires data, and their commitment to user trust.
They have to thread that needle perfectly. If the ads feel invasive, if you, the user, feel like your deepest conversations are being immediately weaponized for a sale,
the trust is gone.
The trust erodes, and the results will degrade instantly. The value of the whole platform for everyone just diminishes.
So let's shift focus to our listener. If you're running a business, if you're in marketing, you can't just wait for the official launch announcement.
Yeah.
How do you start preparing for this conversational advertising now?
The first step, and it's the most critical, is you have to rethink your messaging completely. Throw out the old keyword documents.
The different mindset.
A totally different mindset. You need to get a handle on how your customers talk about their problems using natural language, which is fundamentally different from a search query.
Can you give us a practical example of that shift?
Sure. Let's say you sell business insurance. Your customers aren't just searching for liability insurance anymore.
Right.
They might be telling the AI, I'm opening a new construction firm. I just hired 5 subcontractors, and I need to know what kind of coverage protects me if someone gets hurt on site.
So your ad has to speak to that whole scenario.
Exactly. Your messaging has to mirror that complexity. It needs to address legal risk, contractor liability, new business status, not just list off coverage limits.
And the tone have to feel right. It can't be this heavy-handed sales copy that sticks out like a sore thumb.
It has to blend in. The content has to sound authoritative and helpful, like a natural part of the AI's response. It needs to feel like a helpful recommendation from a guide, not a billboard screaming at you.
Okay, so what about the technical side of getting ready? This is more than just a creative adjustment.
On the tech front, you need to focus on 2 main areas. First is what we could call content mirroring SEO.
Okay.
You need to start creating content that's designed to be digested and synthesized by an AI. That means really well-structured, comprehensive answers to the complex questions your ideal customers are asking.
So you're optimizing for the AI's understanding, not just a search engine's ranking algorithm.
Precisely. You want to be part of the AI's recommendation bitch line, which will complement whatever paid ads you run later.
And the second area?
Infrastructure. You need robust, future-proof tracking and analytics ready to go before this launches. Measuring attribution on this new channel is going to be crucial.
Because if you can't tell which conversation led to a conversion,
you can't optimize and you'll fall behind. You have to be ready to measure performance on this stuff quickly.
Looking at the wider market now, this feels like it could really shake things up.
Yeah.
The assumption that the companies dominating Google will just automatically dominate ChatGPT, that might be wrong.
I think it is wrong. This is a fundamental restructuring of the web economy that Google has ruled for 2 decades. And, you know, what's surprising is that this context-rich environment actually favors specialization.
How so?
Well, if the targeting is truly as good as we think it will be, if the AI can identify a very niche need, then smaller, specialized businesses can reach these super qualified prospects more efficiently than a generalist competitor just throwing a huge budget at broad keywords.
That means professional services firms could gain enormously from this.
They're perfectly positioned. Think about it. Specialized IT providers, boutique law firms, financial advisors. Their clients essentially qualify themselves by describing their complex problems to the AI.
And the ad system just connects the dots.
It connects them with the one provider who can solve that exact problem. It just cuts through all the noise.
And speaking of noise, this also changes the basic flow of traffic on the web, doesn't it? If the AI synthesizes an answer and presents a carousel of ads,
then traditional websites get starved of clicks.
Right.
And that's the mechanism that really challenges Google's dominance. Traffic gets retained inside the AI ecosystem. If the user is happy with the synthesized answer and the ads, they never need to click through to a traditional website.
Which forces that content marketing redux you mentioned earlier.
It forces a total rethink. Your strategy can't just be about keywords and backlinks to drive clicks anymore. It has to be about making sure your brand's information is so well structured and authoritative that the AI uses it to formulate its answers for other people.
We touched on security. But with systems handling this much sensitive data for targeting, what are the big technical hurdles there?
Security and fraud prevention become absolutely paramount. Advertisers are going to demand assurances that their very expensive, highly targeted ads are appearing in brand-safe contexts.
And not being wasted on bots.
Exactly. Preventing ad fraud and ensuring the integrity of the conversational data is a huge technological challenge that OpenAI has to get right from day one. If they don't, bad actors will undermine the whole system.
So to wrap this all up, to summarize this deep dive,
yeah,
the key takeaway seems to be that ChatGPT advertising isn't just a new place to put an ad. It's defined by this unprecedented conversational context and this immense scale.
It is. And it means businesses have to adapt their language, their tech strategy, their compliance, everything. And they have to do it now.
They need to get ready to engage with a much more sophisticated type of customer intent.
The magnitude of this transition really can't be overstated. We're moving beyond keywords and into an era of deep conversational comprehension. But that leaves a really profound final thought for you to consider.
Okay.
Given these traffic shifts, what does this concentration of advertising inside these huge AI assistants actually mean for information diversity? What about the small content creators, the independent publishers who rely on organic search clicks to survive?
Will they just be squeezed out?
Right. Will they be squeezed out by an AI that synthesizes their knowledge without ever sending the traffic their way as a reward? The balance that OpenAI strikes between its revenue and, you know, ensuring market diversity,
yeah,
that's going to dictate the shape of the digital economy for the next decade.
That is the ultimate question about the future of the open web. We'll leave you to mull on that thought. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Until next time.